I'm not here to tell you it's a bad hire because I don't believe it's a bad hire. I believe that John Harbaugh can coach. I believe that when you've coached 18 years in the National Football League, there's a level of respect and deference that you have earned, that you have achieved, that you have accomplished on your own. And I understand that. I just think we need to take into account that this is the New York Giants that we're talking about. My issue with John Harbaugh and all that's being said is that are we just going to ignore how things ended in Baltimore and the kind of things that are being said in Baltimore? Are we just going to ignore that? We're just going to act like that stuff didn't happen? We're just going to act like players didn't grow tired of them? We're just going to ignore the sound from the owner, Steve Bisciotti, of the Baltimore Ravens the other day when they asked him if Loop had made that field goal against Pittsburgh in the regular season finale and the Baltimore Ravens had won the game and actually went to the playoffs? Would that have changed anything? And Bisciotti said, for about a week. In other words, as soon as the playoffs were over, he was moving in a different direction because he had seen enough. We're just going to ignore that the owner for the Baltimore Ravens said that, a man that had worked with John Harbaugh all of these years. We're going to ignore the noise that's emanating out of Baltimore where folks are saying players wanted some changes. Players had asked Lamar Jackson to talk to John Harbaugh. Lamar Jackson went to talk to John Harbaugh, and John Harbaugh said, I've been doing this for a long time. In other words, stepped back and essentially dismissed him, which is why Lamar Jackson subsequently went about the business of feeling a bit detached, where he'd show up to meetings late or be seen eating fast food in meetings and stuff like that. Just seemed like he didn't care. But we're just going to ignore that when it comes to the New York Giants and Jackson Dart and a Scatterboo and all the things that the Giants need to do in order to get themselves better. Yes, they can rush the passer. Yes, they can catch passes. Yes, they got a quarterback with some moxie and a little bit of wheels because he can run with the football a little bit. He's also been in concussion protocol 5 times his rookie year. Five times. So we're just going to ignore that?